You are entering into a world of thrills and suspense, a world that will twist your brain into a pretzel and leave you questioning exactly what you heard. Get ready to delve deep into the recesses of your brain, where time, space, logic, intelligence, cognition, comprehension dare not to tread. Be prepared to unlock the mysteries of the mind. And now for another mind-melting tale.
Tonight's episode, Living in Utter Fantasy.
In the time of Zul, there were two kingdoms, of light and darkness, and those kingdoms were run by two brothers, Arafat and Marsden. Both had magical items that were forged into the crypts of Kal'thorn, the very same crypts that created the nice Doctor Stone, which was owned by Kael'dor the Magnificent, whose brother was Baldur the Magnificent, second in command, whose armies traveled across the lands of Kaelan, fighting off the evil Orcai and their brethren, run by Sir Darkalot. Darkalot, of course, was the brother of Caraban, father of Seus, sister of Kal'bor, also known as the Lightness of the Dark Lands. The same Dark Lands that had a swamp in them, but the corner of it, a little bit off to the southwest side. And in that swamp lived a very great person whose quest is a tale that should be told some other time. For in that same Dark Lands lived another swamp, and on that swamp was the creature known as the Great Kal'por Nich. A creature so foul, so evil and dark, one had quest to find it. And that quest was held by Gonmor. Gonmor the Fantastic. Gonmor, of course, was killed by the creature, and his blood spilled over the valleys of Khantoum. Of course, Khantoum was also the birthplace of Belwar. Belwar the Magnificent, who also was a magnificent one. There were very many magnificent people in this kingdom. But Belwar gave birth to Khantoum, who gave birth to Salwar, who gave birth to Tuwan, who was best friend, Chaltur, the crusher of ogres. Kaltur's second cousin's nephew's best friend was Belroch. Belroch, the meek and mild blacksmith, though humble. He had greatness within him, greatness that allowed him to quest for the great lance of Hellhor. The very lance that stood over the fireplace of Canteen, the firefighter of Kor, whose servant, Belzok, had a wife named Sarah, whose sister's friend was George. George the Usurper, who took the kingdom of Khantoum from the very mad king Lantor, whose very evil had engulfed the land and shaped things for thousands and thousands of years. Of course, prior to that, there was King George and King Elwon and King Feltu. And in the time of King Feltu, there was King Sevil, the not as mad as King Torwog. None of these people, of course, matter in the end, because this is the story of another who lived in a swamp far, far away.
Mom!
Oh, God, he's at it again! What do you want now, you stupid child?
I'm hungry again, Mom.
Oh, God, you ate 14 hours ago! You're a vacuum cleaner, is what you are! Here, have some more goulash!
Thanks, Mum.
With curry sauce.
Okay. I'm sick and tired of living in this filth, and I want to do something spectacular with my life. If I wish hard enough,
yeah,
will it happen?
You're sick of living in filth. Look, you were born in filth, you were raised in filth, and you're going to die in filth, and you're going to like it as much as I liked it. And as much as your father liked it, so how about you quit your whining and you eat your goulash?
I don't like goulash. Oh, I hate it. I'm not eating it anymore. Besides, should there be like eyeballs and like talons and stuff floating in this stuff?
Talons? Dear God or gods or whoever we worship in this world, why did you give me a son? I thought I had a diaphragm! But apparently I wasn't wearing one then, and I had a stupid child!
How come I don't know my daddy?
It's because you're a bastard! What's the next question?
Oh, I was going to ask who my daddy was.
Oh, he's the milkman.
Oh.
And he really knew how to sell milk, I'll tell you that much. I was lactose intolerant till I met him. Now that's all I drink.
Well, that's fantastic. I don't like milk either. You know what I like?
What do you like?
Turnips. Big, large turnips. How come we don't have turnips anymore?
Because you like them and I hate you.
Oh, I thought it had something to do with the giant turnip plague. The curse upon the land.
That was a fortunate side effect, but it's mostly because I don't like you. Now look, don't you have a quest to be on or something?
I don't know. No one's come and given me one yet. I'm just waiting here.
Shun.
Oh.
Shun. This is your ghost father.
I thought my father was a milkman. Who are you?
I was your father, and I was a milkman. You must leave the filth, Shun. You must go and leave the filth, because really, do you know how many venereal diseases I contracted from this filth? You're going to die in the filth if you don't. Shut up! Shut up!
Gonorrhea! AIDS! What else have I got?
I died to get away from you, woman, and now you're still nagging me in the afterlife.
The dishes are still dirty!
I'm trying to give our son a quest!
And I'm busy making this quilt with my face on it!
You people are tearing me apart! Stop it!
Look, how about here? This'll get you out of the house. Look, there's some treasure that's some odd 40 miles away, guarded by a dragon. Go get it!
Shun, the treasure is milk from the finest calf in the land.
A golden calf?
A golden calf that gives chocolate milk. Ooh. I sought after this calf, but I could not find it. Because I died in this freaking filth that your mother left on the floor!
Oh god, I left it there because you never cleaned it up! Look, I had the job of raising a retarded child! What did you do? Deliver milk door to door?
That's it, I had enough of you folks. I'm leaving this place and I'm going to find my way in the world. And I'm sick of you.
Go,
and, Shun. And you, Dad, you never did nothing for me anyway, so shut up, I'm gone. Mom, I hate you.
Shake the chocolate milk, Shun. Shake the chocolate milk.
Get out of here.
All right.
And take your nappy sack. In case you get hungry, I put some goulash
Stop
in there.
Stop, baby!
I hate goulash! God! Ugh!
I'll stop babying him when he can care for himself!
By Odin's son, shut up, woman!
And bring your nighty with you, too, when you go on this quest.
I'm gone. Goodbye. Oh, lucky to get away from those people. I'm just walking down this haunted forest. Kind of lonely out here. Not much to do. Kind of walking. Stink of goulash all over my backpack. Wish there was somebody here to keep me company.
Hey, you!
Yeah?
You! Idiot with the droopy eye!
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, you look like an adventurer.
That's so amazing that you should see that, because I am on an adventure. I'm looking for a golden calf that gives chocolate milk.
Oh, golden calf, eh? I wonder how much that could sell for. I'm going to go on this journey with you. We're going to get ourselves a golden calf.
Why, you seem like sort of a swashbuckling mercenary type who's sort of a rogue kind of person. In the end, it's all nicey nice, even though he seems sort of evil. So people like him, especially the girls. Is that true?
No, you're blind, aren't you? No, I'm a used car salesman who's lost in these woods, and I'm just looking to make a quick buck. But sure, if you want the swashbuckling thing, I did bring a whole case of knives, swords, throwing stars.
That's great.
And a 44
Magnum. I like to drink that stuff. Keeps me going all the time. And made me the smartest guy in my entire town, it did.
Yeah, you look smart. All right, buddy. So, do you have like a treasure map or something? We got a quest to go on. Show me something.
I got nothing. I just left the house and I'm walking through the haunted forest. Looking for something to do.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Did I hear you were looking for a treasure map?
Yeah, I guess so. We're looking for a treasure map.
I happen to be a seller of treasure maps.
Really? That's incredible. He's a seller of treasure maps. Did you know that? By the way, what's your name there, swashbuckler, rogue hero type guy?
My name?
Yeah.
Well, my name is Bartholomew Ezekiel V, but you can call me Joe.
Oh, Joe. How you doing?
Yeah.
Joe's gonna buy your treasure map, because I ain't got no money.
Look, all I know is I was alone in this woods for, like, 3 weeks, and all of a sudden, in the case of about 10 minutes, I've run into two people. I don't understand this.
So, this Joe character over here, the used car salesman, he's gonna buy one of my maps.
Yay! He's gonna buy one of your crazy Cajun maps.
How much is one of your maps?
Well, it just depends. What are you looking for?
Don't say anything, stupid kid. We're not really looking for anything crazy. Just a calf.
Golden calf.
Shut up!
Oh.
Oh! The golden calf of yore.
Great.
That from its bosom comes the finest chocolate milk.
That would be the one we're looking for. You got something to take us there?
I already regret going on this quest.
Yes, actually, that only cost about 2 pence.
Oh, you got 2 pence to give him, because I ain't got nothing. I got dirt. I got some filth on my shoe.
Now, if you were looking for the magical runestone of Schlockenbach, then that would cost you a whole lot more.
No, it sounds fake. I'm not going there. We're going for the golden calf that gives chocolate milk.
Yeah, so you want to go to Yore. How do you get to Yore?
I'm going to cut off the golden calf's head and sell it on the black market. The kid can have the chocolate milk.
Hey, we're not supposed to kill the calf. What are you talking about?
I mean, yeah, we're going to care for it and raise it like it's our own and have baby calves.
That's right. That'd be nice, isn't it? We have a little farm out there with our golden calf.
Yeah, a little farm.
All the chocolate milk I could drink. No goulash. Oh, it'd be beautiful.
Seriously, who am I dealing with here? Are you guys going to give me my two
pence
or what?
Yeah, buddy, here's your 2 pence. I'm sorry, here's your 2 pence. Let's go.
Thank you. Here's your map, sonny. Okay,
oh, look at this. It's got lines and squiggles and red things. What is this? I don't understand.
You just said what it is. He scammed us. Look at it. It's just a giant piece of loose leaf paper with lines and squiggles and red things on it. This can't tell you anything. We're in the middle of a forest, and this treasure map is just like some idiot just scribbled on a piece of paper and handed it to us for 2 pence.
Suckers!
You know what we need? We need a wise guy. Someone old and decrepit yet wisdomly filled who could figure this out. That's what we need.
Son. Son,
Dad?
Your father.
Can you read
you
this?
Must,
who are you talking to?
You must seek the monk. Seek the monk on yonder hill beyond the forest. He is the wise one who will be able to read, decipher the map for you, son.
You mean the crazy man from Mississippi, or the other one whose job is a monk?
No, the other one whose job is a monk. Yes, you must go to the other monk, the job monk, the monk with the... Just go beyond the forest.
Okay.
Look, are you done talking to yourself?
Yes, but I've got wisdom that was given to me from the great beyond.
You've got wisdom? I'm sure you do. All right, what do you have?
Well, it seems that we got to go beyond the forest to the hill up there and find some sort of monk.
Oh, no shit. No, duh.
Well, yes, plenty shit, I'll tell you that much. We got to go up there and find that monk. And he lives up there in the shit, so let's go.
All right, let's go find a stupid monk. You know what? If it gets me out of this forest, I'm happy. I don't care about a gold... I must be delirious from these woods. To believe there's a golden calf that gives chocolate milk and I'm on this stupid quest, I'm already regretting it.
Oh, I'm not, because it's the first quest I've ever been on. It seems kind of exciting, really. I've met lots of interesting people, and I've seen a...
Shut up and let's go!
Oh, okay. How do you get out of the forest?
Just follow me.
Okay.
I'm taking over the monologue, too, because you're too incompetent to monologue this story.
Alright, you go ahead. I'm just going to sit back here and just enjoy the walk.
Yeah, you enjoy the walk, So, we wound our way through the dark forest.
It was very dark, too.
Shut up! I'm doing the monologue!
Oh, sorry.
You want to find the calf on your own?
No. Go ahead. You monologue. I'll just be back here.
So we wound our way through the dark, scary forest. And finally, We came across a clearing, and within the clearing we saw... Well, let's get back to the story and find out. Idiot! Look over there. What is that you see?
I see a guy in a robe doing something very nasty to a rabbit.
You mean applying lipstick to the rabbit? That's a little bit weird, you're right.
Sure, why not? I thought he was skinning him, but you know, lipstick, skinning, same thing, I guess. At least he ain't buggering the thing, eh?
I guess. I don't know. Let's go up to him. Hey, sir.
Yes.
Put that rabbit down.
Yes, my son. Hold for 1 second as I finish skinning this rabbit here. Oh, yes, you know you like that, don't you? This is going to be delicious. Love it.
You cook rabbits by kissing them and touching them inappropriately?
I don't touch them inappropriately. I just give them a little bit of a send-off. The Lord loves a rabbit, and I do too.
Father Dietrich. Father Dietrich.
Yes, yes,
my son. Can you help us finish our dirges?
No, you stupid idiot. Go away. God, I don't know what I want to do.
Wait.
What?
Both of you.
You want to talk to my eunuch? Give me a eunuch.
I don't want to talk to your unit.
No, not my unit.
Your unit.
My eunuch. This is George, the eunuch. Come here, George, your eunuch.
Yes, how can I help? Help.
We were trying to find our golden calf, and we thought you might be able to help us or something.
Yeah, it gives chocolate milk. If the golden calf wasn't enough of a giveaway, the chocolate milk might be.
Well, Father Dietrich here can read maps to the chocolate milk calf. If you have one, by any chance, I didn't know if you have one or not.
Nope, we've got a bunch of scribbles.
That's right, it's a bit of scribble here and a bit of scribble there, isn't it, Riley?
Yeah,
but you could take a look at this and see what you think.
Fine, if you want to look at scribbles, go ahead.
Alright, let's look at this. This here guy. Well, look at that. It says you have to pass through the hills of horror, the valley of woe, the plains of death and peril.
Oh, the plains of death and peril.
Yes, it's a scary part. And then the worst part, you have to pass through Wichita and on to Yore, where the castle of the Black Knight of Cantoon lives.
Black Knight of Cantoon.
Oh my god. How much is this calf worth again? How much money?
You have to understand, it's not money that this calf is worth. It is worth the spiritual awakening of a people. To bring...
This calf has no monetary value.
Alright, well, you know what's gonna happen here. Idiot kid, close your eyes.
Okay.
See, now that you know where we're going...
I can't see anything. My eyes are closed.
That's a good thing. Oh my god.
I can't see you either.
Okay, that's good. Now shut up and go over there. Alright.
I'm going over there. I like the
way
you
sing. No, don't
mimic
that. Don't mimic that. That's
sorry.
A bad thing to mimic.
Sorry.
It's like smoking cigarettes. You don't want to mimic that.
Okay.
Cigarettes are bad for your health.
So here's what's going to happen, Monk and Altar Boy.
It's my eunuch, but okay.
Your unit.
Yes.
You guys know too much, and if there was somebody evil also looking for the calf, they would come and ask for it and probably beat us to the punch. So I'm going to take my sword here and slit the monk's throat.
Wait.
Your eunuch.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Well, the monk's already dead, so...
Wait, don't kill him. I like the way he sings, and he's as smart as a bran cookie.
Oh, why thank you, young boy.
Well, that is smarter than you are.
That's true, and that's why we need him. He's the wise guy that we need for this journey.
And he'll sing songs of our victories at the bars and local taverns on the jukeboxes.
Absolutely. They might be a little more depressing than you're looking for, but I'll do it.
Oh, no, you're not singing that part right. Do it right if you're going to do it.
Oh. They might be a little depressing, but I think you'll like them.
Hey! Hey!
Shut up!
Sorry, I was getting it was really good.
Sean!
Yes, you're dead! What are you doing
here?
Dead,
dead father. Have you found the wise man?
Oh god, he's talking to himself again.
I did. He has no penis. He's amazing, and he sings really nice, too.
Shun, you found a eunuch?
Well, yeah, that's what I figure he is. That's what they say. He got no penis and he sings really pretty.
Well, good God, Shun. A man without a penis is a man with special powers. You must take him with you.
He's got special powers. Well, we're definitely going to take him now. I spared his life so he can come along with us and get us the golden cow.
What he lacks in genitalia, he makes up for in mystic powers.
Oh, that's some good advice, Pop. I thank goodness for that. I didn't know.
But Shun, yes? A warning.
Uh-huh.
Someone is tailing you. Someone is on your trail. They are wanting to beat you to the golden calf of yonder, your something or other.
Look, when you're done talking to yourself, let's go.
Just a second, I ain't finished yet.
Alright.
Who's trailing us?
The dark wizard Frocklore.
Frocklore? You mean the guy that lives down the street from us?
Yes,
crazy old Frocklore, the garbage-eating goat man of Kinflui.
He's a lot more threatening than you know. He knows the dark magic.
He doesn't know even how to have a bath, that one. I'm not afraid of him.
The
he
filth stinks is like dark a goat. Magic.
Oh, yeah, well. If I know anything, I know filth. I lived with it with my mother for so long.
Yes,
anyway.
God. You're annoying just like her, by the way. I just want to let you know that. You definitely have more of her genes than mine.
Well, you know what, Dad? If you're not going to give me anything nice to say to me, then I don't want to hear from you no more. If that's the way you're going to be. Because if not, I mean, I got my eunuch and I got my car salesman. And that's all I need.
Swashbuckler. I would rather be called a swashbuckler.
Or swishbuckler.
The car salesman thing doesn't really work in this kind of situation.
Sean, before you decide that you no longer want to speak with me, do one more thing for you. I must lead you. I must show you the path that you must travel.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. What path do I have to travel?
Go beyond the mountains of doom.
Mountains of Doom?
Mountains of Doom?
Yes.
We gotta go to the Mountains of Doom. My dad says we gotta go to the Mountains of Doom to get to this place.
Your dad tells you that? And when did he tell you this?
Just now. The eunuch must have heard that. He's got mystical powers. Did you hear Mr. Eunuch?
Oh, yes, sir. I did.
I'm with crazy people. I'm with a bunch of...
I'm not crazy.
I should have listened to the news today. I could have sworn I heard there was an insane asylum that a bunch of crazy people escaped from, and this is who I'm hanging out with. I went from $40,000 a year job to hanging out with people from an insane asylum looking for a golden calf that gives milk. All right, that's fine. Let's go. Where did your father, who doesn't exist, tell you where the golden calf is?
Well, first we gotta cross over the Mountains of Doom.
No one's ever made it across those mountains before.
Well, that's probably why they call the Mountains of Doom now, isn't it?
That's the first intelligent thing you've said all day.
But we're gonna do it, because we've got a eunuch with us, and that's gotta be some sort of special thing, isn't it?
No, there's no thing involved in a eunuch whatsoever. But it's special, all right.
Well, okay. So, let us set forth on our mighty... Do we have anything to ride, by the way? Because I'm getting tired of always walking.
Well, I happen to have 3 horses with me. Would that do?
Okay, yeah. If we have to ride something, a horse, I guess, will do. I was thinking a dog or maybe a large cat.
Well,
but a
grizzly
horse,
bear.
The only thing that's a problem, that could be a problem, but they have irritable bowel syndrome right now, so... might be a lot of whinnying and pooping.
Well, if that's what we gotta do, that's what we gotta do. I mean, it's either that or I'm gonna be walking with irritable bowel syndrome, and that's about the same thing, isn't it? So, let us ride forth to the Mount Doom.
I'm outvoted. Let's go. Don't mind me if I walk the horse most of the time. I don't want to be sitting on it when it lets out liquids.
All right. By the way, eunuch, it's your turn to monologue while we ride along, because I'm kind of tired, and I'm sure my friend here doesn't have much to say either.
I don't want to say anything.
All right.
You monologue. Well, in song.
Okay, I guess I could do that. So we travel to the mountains of Doom with a dark wizard ever at our feet.
That's fine. Yeah, we've made it to the mountains of Doom.
That was beautiful. I would end it with, and we got there. Yeah. That's how I would have ended it.
I've got a really bad hangnail.
Well, it's good to know. We'll keep that in mind as we cross the mountains of Doom, where things much worse than hangnails lie.
Well, here we are at the mountains of Doom. It's pretty damn cold here, too. Did anyone bring anything to us?
Why did I decide to do this? No, all I brought was my swimming trunks. I thought I was going to go for a swim in the lake.
Well, I'm going to have to cut my horse open and wear him, I think, because I'm getting cold.
Oh, God. Okay.
Anybody got any kind of magical saber or something? I can cut this thing open.
Keyless saber. I'm a car salesman.
But you are the one who is meant to carry the magical saber, car salesman, and I happen to be carrying one in my backpack.
It would have been handy, you know, when we got attacked by those wolves. If we had one of those things a few minutes back there, but you know, okay.
You were doing very well playing dead, so I didn't want to interrupt you.
Well, it gnawed off part of my face now, didn't it?
I think you look better.
I agree with that.
Okay, then. It did get rid of that wart that was there, didn't it, now?
That's for sure, and it looks a heck of a lot better.
You know, once it stops festering, I'm sure the ladies will love it.
Here you are, young car salesman. Take this sword and hold it up towards the sun. When you wield this sword, you shall never be defeated.
All right, I'll take it.
Well, that's a fine-looking saber, isn't it? It's all shiny and metally and sabery.
It does have a nice glow to it.
Oh, and for the young challenged boy, I have the...
Challenged? What do you mean challenged? Why is everybody calling me that?
The boy who's about to embark on a challenging quest. Eunuch, don't call too much attention to him. He's sensitive. I've been calling him stupid, but he's just ignore that part.
Oh, okay. Well, for you, young lad, I have... Stupid lad, I have the mystical slingshot of Xanderbit.
Oh, the mystical slingshot of Xanderbit. That's fantastic. What do I put in it?
With a rubber band with a stick attached to it. How's that magical?
Because it is. Don't question me. I am a eunuch.
Don't you understand? I just have to believe in it. That's the way these things work.
Faith. Have faith, young lads.
Well, all I know is, look, I'm going to be using that in a couple of minutes because look up there. It's a giant, red, glowing, huge... fire-breathing dragon.
Oh my god, I'm starting to regret
this. I say we sally forth with our magical weapons, and we kill this thing, and we show them who's boss.
Oh god. I just realized that this golden calf may not be worth as much as I thought. That dragon looks really kind of scary.
Shun!
Hey, Steady, what?
Just beyond the dragon is the golden calf. Here's the last key to this puzzle.
Okay, he don't look like a key. He looks like a big old red, fire-breathing, terrifying dragon.
Metaphorically, idiot, metaphorically.
I never had no metaphorically before, but if this is how it's gotta be done... Hey, eunuch.
Yes?
What happened to the swashbuckler? Where'd he go?
I'm sorry. I'm just really glad I'm wearing brown pants right now. I don't think I can make it up there, you guys. Yeah, it's been fun, but,
Wait, what? See
ya!
We can't do this!
He's running away! Hey, come back here! He's gone. Well, eunuch, you're gonna help me, aren't you? We're gonna charge after that dragon with our magical tools and kill it?
Yeah, well, about that, you see, the magical sword was kind of the thing I was hoping would slay the dragon, so...
Well, I got this slingshot. This will do something, isn't it?
Yeah, the slingshot, of course! Away, my steed!
Oh, okay then. I guess it's just me and you, dragon. I'm going to take my slingshot. What do I put in this thing anyway? Oh, okay, so I pull it this way. Oh!
Oh, hello, Mr. Dragon.
I'm gonna eat you.
Okay.
I'm a mythical dragon.
Well, first I'm gonna fire this rock at you, and then we'll see what happens then, hey, Mr. Dragon?
Wait a minute.
Oof.
What? You're gonna fire a rock at me?
Well, I just did.
Okay, go ahead, do it. Let's see what happens.
I just did it like 2 minutes ago.
Oh, I barely felt that at all. Well, here's my counter proposal, young lad. How about a little fire breath?
And so the mystical cow was never retrieved, and the quest was ended. However, the evil wizard that followed them found out there was nothing really happening and went back and married his mother, and they had another child who did go forth one day and find the cow, which had died because it hadn't been milked in a long time, thus ending the curse and bringing joy to the Valley of Woe. And so endeth the story this time.
My son's a failure.
You got that right. I've been telling you that all our life.
It's because he's got more of your genes, you idiot.
And you know what I always hated about you? Is how come every time we went into the bedroom, you poured milk all over me and asked me to dance around like a damn gorilla?
Well, come on.
You said it made you happy.
It made me horny.
Start hand out.
Well, at least you could have done was bathed every once in a while. I mean, you were filthy.
You never loved me. You loved milk. You loved milk beyond anything else.
Why do you think I wanted to have a child with you? So I could have some of your milk.
I was always wondering why you said that stupid kid was hungry every 10 minutes.
You have been listening to Mysteries of the Mind. Tonight's adventure starring Doc on the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Written by Doc on the Web, Murphy Kid, and King Penguin. Sound effects provided by Earcom and freesound.org. Music provided by Earcom. Tune in next week for another mind-melting tale of Mysteries of the Mind. The King Penguin Production. For more things mysterious and more episodes, visit mysteriesofthemind.podomatic.com for your exciting mystery mind adventures.